Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi everyone, it's Deb Hill, and today I'm reading a devotional called The Fear of Death. In 2019, according to some published statistics, 31% of people were somewhat afraid of death, 11% very afraid, and only 25% not at all afraid. I'm usually skeptical of statistics, but even if these are only partially true, about 42% of people surveyed are afraid of dying. During the worst of COVID in 2020, I would venture to guess that even more people were afraid, even believers who put their faith and trust in God, their Creator. Charles Spurgeon said, "Beloved sisters and brothers in Christ, there is no need that you should be afraid to die. It is even possible for you to look upon death as your best friend. You may come to be familiar with the shroud, the mattock, the grave, and find the cemetery to be no place of gloom, and may even rejoice in the prospect of death." This quote confirms that believers can and do have that fear. Here comes the good news in Hebrews 2:14-15. "Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he likewise shared in their humanity, so that through death he could destroy the one who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and set free those who were held in slavery all their lives by their fear of death." Notice, we are called the children. We are God's children, and he cares for us tenderly but firmly. He protects us and frees us. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress, says Psalm 46:6-7. Jesus shared in our flesh and blood humanity so that through his death, the devil's power over us and our fear of death would be defeated. Paul reminded the Corinthians, "For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." 1 Corinthians 15:22. The devil no longer has a death grip on us. We now have the sure hope of eternal life. We have eternal joy in heaven to look forward to, and we have a real best friend in Jesus who knows exactly what we're going through right here and right now. No matter what the fear is, he wants to help you overcome it, and he will when you ask. If you need to talk it out with someone, though, or ask questions, we are here to help. Please reach out. You can reply to this email with total confidentiality and be put in touch with someone who will listen to you. I'm praying you will. Have a blessed rest of your week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.